Billie Eilish should be used to help us understand teenage anxiety? That's what we're being told by Christianity Today. And Dwayne Wade's 12-year-old son is transitioning. Stay with us as we look at these and other stories on the 5:11 News.
Now, there are two kinds of people in the world, only two kinds, not black and white, not rich and poor. There are those who are dead in sin, and there are those who are dead to sin.
After three nights of unbridled lawlessness across London, the contagion is spreading.
The problem is that God has already judged this. He has judged murder already. I don't need to question it. I don't need to ask and wonder what his plan is.
We're commanded as Christians not to participate in the works of darkness, but expose them.
Welcome back to the 5:11 News. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And on today's episode, we have some disturbing topics to discuss. But first, I wanted to say this last weekend, we were so blessed as a fellowship, as a ministry. We had the Von Eich family and the Bracken family visit us from New York. And it really was just a blessing to us as a ministry. We're so excited about what the Lord is doing in upstate New York through them. And it is really cool to, I'm sure you guys have found this sometimes, you know, going out there, putting yourself out there as a ministry and sharing the truth of the gospel. A lot of times you get a lot of flack. And I always say, if you're not getting a few tomatoes thrown at your face, you're probably not doing anything for the Lord. But nonetheless, I was really excited to be able to fellowship with and get to know some people from the other side of the pond here and be able to get to know some really cool brothers and sisters in Christ. And guys, if you're ever anywhere near California, or if you see we're coming out to Texas in March between the 25th and 27th, please, guys, come say hi. Come get to know us. We have friends all over now the country and all over the world. We got friends in South Africa. We got a ton of friends everywhere. So we are so blessed to be able to share these truths with you guys, to be able to talk about the news. And my goal for this, and guys, I wish I could show you. I actually have been showing you. If you've been paying attention on Good Fight Ministers Instagram, you've been seeing us upload new pictures of the studio. And so, guys, praise God. I am so excited to eventually move this over to the video realm. Now, it'll still be available on podcasts. Good Fight Ministries, or the Good Fight Radio Show, that will be available on podcast as well. But I am really excited, guys, to be able to get visuals out. And I know today's episode is one where I really wanted you guys to see a lot of these visuals. I was looking at them, and I was talking about it with Tony, and I was like, man, I cannot wait until the 5:11 News Show is then on the screen so you guys get to see some of the stuff that we're talking about. But nonetheless, hopefully this will bless you guys and you guys will still be fed. And my goal is for this show is to be able to talk about the things that are going on in the news, up to date, everything that's going on and how we look at it in light of Scripture. How we take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. How we're able to take the events of today, just like Jesus was able to talk about the events of his day, whether it was the Siloam Tower that fell, whether it was the markings of Caesar on their coins there. Guys, Jesus used things in his day to express gospel truth, and I want you to be able to do that. Now, should we do that and continue this in a positive light? And when we talk about things, be like, yeah, it's like AC/DC, you know, we're on the highway to hell, which is kind of like the highway to heaven. So let's all get saved. No, that sounds ridiculous. And guys, that is exactly how ridiculous it should sound when we see an article titled "By Christianity Today, Billie Eilish can help us understand teenage anxiety." Brad M. Griffin said, "Curious about all the Billie Eilish craze and wonder how to connect with teenagers about her work? Here's a start. Excited to write this for CT Magazine this week." Now, guys, there's a couple of things that you need to know. Billie Eilish is very, very popular. And I will say this, she is really popular with at-risk young girls, okay? I mean, hundreds and hundreds of millions of views on her music, and she just went up and cleaned the house at the Grammys. I mean, absolutely dominated them. And guys, she is a young girl. She by the time she was 17, she had over 200 million views on just one video. So I'm going to be honest with you. One of the most frustrating things as a ministry is when we post an article and we warn somebody about this and your comment is, I've never heard of them. Well, that's fine. Most of the world has, and that's why we're talking about it, okay? And a lot of people have heard of her, and a lot of people have seen the darkness from her. Now, if I just read this Christianity Today article, I would really not know how bad her music was or anything that it had to say, really. I mean, there's a couple of things where he mentions that there's some darkness, but basically that this is how anxiety should be talked about. While anxiety is clearly talked about in the scriptures, I want you to know this, and usually I'll put this at the end, but I want to get this out in the very beginning. If you have anxieties, the Bible is very clear that you need to cast them on Jesus because he cares for you, okay? You need to put those things and nail them to the cross. Whatever anxieties you have, that is why we have our King, our Savior, okay? He saves us, he redeems us, he gives us his Holy Spirit inside of us, and we are to draw near to him. And we need to cast our cares and our anxieties on him because he cares for us, okay? This is something really, really, really important. And it's not something that is not found in scripture. Philippians 4:6 says that we shouldn't be anxious for anything, but in everything, we need to, with prayer and supplication, to our God. That's where we need to go. Ultimately, that is where we need to go. It's really, really important. But I wanted to read the last couple lines of this article. I'm not going to read the whole thing, and you guys can check it out. I'm sure Tony will put a link on the end of this, but you can check it out yourself, and you can tell me where he comes against the music really at all, and warning people at all. Because this is what he says at the end of it. Quote, maybe Billie Eilish is just dark and disturbing. Maybe her music is a harbinger of something new. Perhaps she's helping crack open the door for conversations we need to have with the teenagers in our lives. Let's gather the courage to ask and start listening. Now, one of the things that he said in the beginning of this is that he was mentioning this to his 17-year-old daughter, the writer of this article. And he said that his 17-year-old daughter was unsurprised that Eilish swept the awards, calling her music different from everything you hear on the radio, which is also part of the deal. Eilish's music largely became popular before broad radio play in the teen-driven platforms adults often miss. Her latest music video on YouTube garnered 33 million views. And guys, I have to say this. Giving a caveat that it may be dark, okay? Giving some small caveat that it may be dark and disturbing does not make someone obedient to Ephesians 5:11. We cannot have no fellowship. We cannot have anything to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but we need to expose them. And I'm saying this, guys, not only because I want to warn you, I want to warn you about maybe your child is listening to this music and you need to talk to them. But I say this because I care about Billie Eilish as well. This is a young girl who is clearly disturbed. I have to go through some of her music with you because I'm not going to sit here and say, let's see how she's anxious. Let's see how she talks about the loves of her life. And we need to look at this because this will tell us how we should talk to our children. I'm sorry, but if your child is Billie Eilish, I would say we need to exorcise some demons. Okay? I'm sorry. If your child is like this, it's more than just anxiety. We are talking about the demonic. And so when we talk about this, we shouldn't expose people to these dark works without exposing them for what they are. And they are clearly wicked. In fact, I'm going to quote from an MTV article, the name of the article for one of her recent songs that I'll get into a little bit of the lyrics later is, quote, Billie Eilish sprouts oil-slicked wings in demonic All the Good Girls Go to Hell. That's an MTV article. MTV article literally telling you that it's demonic. There's a reason, because it's plain to see, okay? It's very plain to see. You see, Billie Eilish actually made an entire video that kind of had to do with sleep paralysis, okay? And a lot of people, and Pastor Joe, if you listen to his testimony, and I would encourage you to check it out. We actually have it on the Good Fight Ministries YouTube channel. I believe it says From Satanism to Christianity or something along those lines, but you can find his testimony on there as well as on the Good Fight Radio Network or the Good Fight Radio Show. We also did another, he did his testimony on there too, a half-hour version. There's one of Tony, myself, and Joe. Joe, I believe, is the first ever episode on the Good Fight Radio Show. So you maybe check that out. It'd be awesome. But in her song, Bury a Friend, Billy actually plays a demon, okay? And she is the demon that is bringing about this sleep paralysis, okay? And I want you to check out some of the lyrics. I'm going to read them to you. Step on the glass, staple your tongue, ah, bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class, killing the sun, bury a friend, I want to, or I wanna end me. Guys, she talks about a demon in the bedroom, okay? And how did she come up with these lyrics? When speaking about this in an interview regarding the monster under her bed, she said, quote, if you put yourself in that mindset, what is this creature doing or feeling? The whole album clicked in my head. I immediately knew what it was going to be about, what the visuals were going to be, and everything in terms of how I wanted it to be perceived. And guys, if that doesn't sound like channeling to you, I don't know what does. This is precisely what we see throughout history, the history of music. Over and over again, artists that admit to channeling, from Jim Morrison of the Doors, to Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones, to John Lennon of the Beatles, these seances, these mediums coming and basically writing the music out for them that they just sat there and scrolled it on down. I am telling you guys, there's a reason why these lyrics are so unbelievably dark. The song that I mentioned before that MTV even spoke about as being demonic, All the Good Girls Go to Hell, some of the lyrics say this. For the debt I owe, I gotta sell my soul, 'cause I can't say no. No, I can't say no. Then my limbs all froze and my eyes won't close, and I can't say no. I can't say no. All the good girls go to hell, 'cause even God herself has enemies. And once the water starts to rise and heaven's out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team. My Lucifer is lonely. There's nothing left to save now. My God is gonna owe me. There's nothing left to save now. Guys, these are the lyrics to the stuff that she is writing and singing. And this is the kind of stuff that isn't pointed out, marked as wicked by Christianity Today. Just caveating and saying, oh yeah, it's pretty dark. No, no, no. It's wicked and it's channeled and it's satanic and they're coming out for your children. Okay? Satan isn't looking back being like, oh, that's so weird that 200 million people watch this video, bury a friend while a demon is underneath her, while she posts and gets millions of likes on her pictures with her eyes rolled back like possession. Guys, this isn't an accident. In that video, All Good Girls Go to Hell, you literally have her taking a syringe and then getting wings and falling from heaven. And then in the background, she has pretty much strippers in the flames dancing behind her as she is a fallen angel. Isaiah 14 says this, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down from the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation on the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High, that you shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. As she sings, my Lucifer is lonely. This is the Lucifer coming down, and who does she act like she is in this music video? And yet we are sitting here talking about a Christianity Today article about how this is what should push us to talk to our children. This is what should tell us how to talk to our children. That Billie Eilish can help us understand the teenage anxiety problem. Guys, the scriptures need to help you understand the teenage anxiety problem. Guys, if you are a father, if you are a mother, you need to be looking after your child. The Bible is very clear, and one of the things it says in 1 Corinthians 15:33 is do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. Okay? When your children are meditating day and night on things unbecoming the kingdom of Christ, that is going to be a problem. That is going to be an issue. When they know more about Billie Eilish and Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande and Beyonce than they do the scriptures, that is a major issue. It is no wonder they have anxiety when they find their fulfillment in how many likes they get on Instagram, in how many Snapchat stories mention them, or how many people are snapping them, or whatever it is, guys. If this is where they find the fulfillment, they are going to be anxious. They're going to be waiting on that next like, waiting for those endorphins to go off because they got 200 likes on a picture they posted on themselves. We need to make sure they know who they are if they are in Christ, and know who they are if they are not in Christ. We need to be able to have a distinction between the holy and the profane. If we can't make this distinction between the holy and the profane, of course our kids are going to be anxious. If they don't know they are loved by the Creator God continually, if they don't understand these things, of course they will be anxious. These are things we should be reminding ourselves about over and over again. These are the things we should be meditating on. What is pure, lovely, holy, of good report, things that you could talk about, we can meditate on these things. Stay conscious of these very things, okay? Be sober and vigilant. Be of sober mind and vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He is trying to devour your kids. And when we look at Billie Eilish, it should not be a story of helping us to encourage how to talk to our kids about anxiety. It should be a story of sadness that a young girl is being used by Satan in this way. The Bible is very clear in Ephesians 2 that the prince of the power of the air works through the sons of disobedience, okay? The Bible is very clear that you are either, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, you are either a temple of God or a temple of idols. When we are not a temple of God with God living inside of us, it doesn't mean that every single person is possessed, but it certainly means that they could be used by Satan and will be, if you see Ephesians 2:2. He is going to work through them. So I'm not going to use Billie Eilish as anything other than a sad story of what will happen even to a young girl if we do not know Christ, what can be done, how they can be used, how they can, as she already said, sell her soul. Her Lucifer being lonely. Guys, these aren't accidental. These statements are not accidental. They are literally what she is probably going through. There's a reason why her music is so dark. Her visuals are so dark. She has certain music videos where she or just videos where she has spiders coming out of her mouth and like black, dark blood coming from her eyes. I mean, it is darkness personified. We are not children of the night. We are children of the day. And we need to make sure that we are looking at this and saying, not, oh, we need to look at her and this is how I should talk to my child, but, oh, what a sad case. I will show my kids one day, artists like Billie Eilish, whoever Satan is using at that time, because that's all he does. He uses them up and spits them out when he's all done. That's exactly what happened to Elvis and Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and all of these artists over and over again. Satan chewed them up and spit them out. And it's a heartbreaking ending for all of them. And that is not what I would want for any young girl. So I pray in Jesus' mighty name that she would repent, that she would turn, that she would recognize the wickedness, recognize all that anxiety and those things that come alongside of it typically involve what? They involve Satan. That's where Satan, his fiery darts from the enemy. I have the shield of faith that I can put up when the enemy sends those darts. A non-believer doesn't have that. So I feel sad for her. I want to test everything and hold fast to that which is good. I don't want to test her music and say, oh, this is how, this is the opening that I can get to my kids. If your kid's listening to Billie Eilish and she's under your roof, you're a problem. I'm sorry, maybe she can sneak out, but if she is knowingly and you know that your child is listening to something that is clearly satanic, I'm sorry, guys, you are the problem. If your kids, I mean, I'm just trying to picture Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, a false prophet sitting there saying these things. Oh, worship Baal, he's lonely. And Isaiah being like, yeah, we can learn so much from this false prophet. Let's all sit here and learn from this false prophet exactly how we should talk to our children. Guys, come on. That's just ridiculous. It's pathetic. Let's stand up and say, I'm not allowing my child to be taken by the enemy. I'm going to be sober. I'm going to be vigilant. And I'm going to do exactly what Scripture says. It is a shame that we even have to speak of these things. But we do have to. And because we do have to, we want people to see the wickedness and then let Christ shine on their hearts. Okay, that's what we want out of this. Speaking of Christ shining on their hearts, guys, this next story, just as much sadness as Billie Eilish, I don't know if this is even more heartbreaking. To think of a 12-year-old son transitioning into a girl, and that being promoted by NBA star and an NBA champion, Dwayne Wade, and his superstar actress wife, Gabrielle Union, and to see that promoted as their 12-year-old is transitioning to be a girl or just to dress up as a girl, okay? You don't get to become a girl, all right? Their poor son. Guys, this is, I'm sorry, it's child abuse. I'm not sorry. It's child abuse. If my 12-year-old thought he was a lobster, I wouldn't get him surgery to become a lobster. Okay? There is reality. We don't get to decide truth. I remember Tommy Lahren, very, you know, conservative talking head, so-called conservative talking head, came out and said she was pro-choice and that most conservatives are really pro-choice, right? That's the conservative movement. Baby murder. And she said she had to speak, quote, her truth. And this is a common thing. Katy Perry said she had to speak her truth. Over and over again, you hear this. Just speak your truth, your truth. Go online. Your truth, your... You don't get to decide what truth is. Okay? You do not get to decide what truth is. When God says clearly in his word, he made them male and female. Not just in Genesis 5:2, but also in Matthew 19, Jesus said it. Just in case you want to say, I only follow Jesus, I'm a Marcion, I don't really believe in the Old Testament, I only follow Jesus. Well, Jesus also said he made them male and female. God is the one who designed them. God is the one who made them. And guys, we have to be clear about this because this is child abuse and we have allowed our culture to allow for this child abuse and it's more accepted. I'm going to play a clip here from Dwayne Wade and his son who is transitioning. Okay, and this is more local, this is kind of local news because their kids go to Sierra Canyon. I'm about 3 minutes away from that school every time I'm at home. It's a heartbreaking thing, and I'm praying for them to repent, to find the true gospel of Jesus Christ, because this is positively heartbreaking, and to listen to this young man talk about this transition at 12 years old. 12 years old, guys. Get that through your head. 12 years old, okay? There's a lot of 12-year-olds that think they're astronauts, all right? There's a lot of 12-year-olds that think a lot of weird stuff, and we don't just, oh, yeah, that's true. We should accept it. We're going to play this clip real quick, and we're going to talk through it.
I would say, don't even think about that, just be true to yourself, because are you really even, it's what's the point of being on this earth if you're going to try to be someone you're not? It's like you're not even living as yourself, which is like the dumbest concept to me. It's just like, you know, be true and don't really care what like the stereotypical way of like being you is.
Even when people are being mean, even when people are getting hurt, because they're trying to be themselves, and even through that, you still want people to make sure that they live their truth.
Yeah, I think I know it can get tough, definitely. Yeah, but I think you push through and you be the best you, and especially more recently, like it's become a more accepting. Even though there's, you know, obviously a lot of people out there who still are really set, you know, more in the like back in their days way of mind. But I think even through hard times, just you gotta just push through. I mean, like, it's worth it. I feel like it's very worth it.
What's sad there, sorry, is when he says, what's the point of living on this earth if you aren't true to who you think you are, is basically what he is saying. And there's no car inside of our studio. They're on a golf cart going there with his son. And you know what's sad is I'm sure the man loves his son, but he's been so deluded. And the Bible actually mentions that they are deceived and they're deceiving others. And that's something that breaks my heart. He said the stereotypical way of who you are. The stereotypical way of who you are is how God created you. And one of the things he talked about is that now people are more accepting of this. Guys, we're allowing those transitioning, quote unquote, we're accepting it. And we're not warning against it. This will never bring fulfillment. Okay? It's very similar to Gnosticism. And I say that because Gnosticism thought that once you had this gnosis, this knowledge, then therefore you have this salvation. And I think that a lot of transitioning, transgenders, whatever you want to call them, I think that a lot of them think that this, once they have this gnosis, once they transition, then they will feel this salvific feeling. They'll have this salvific understanding. And then more, you know, the fact that we're accepting this, we're letting them die. That's what we're doing. We're letting them die. We need to love them. It's heartbreaking that this is going on. But guess what? If my son was involved in any sexual sin, okay, whether it's transgender, whether it's fornication, homosexuality, pornography, we shouldn't be more accepting of those things. We should know that that's not how God created you. He has an order that he created things. Male and female, he created them. We don't get to be God and decide what we are. And it breaks my heart that this is going on. And you have manly men, big basketball buff dude, and he's got this son. And, oh, yeah, let's just turn him into a girl. Let's turn him into a girl. It breaks my heart. We need to be able to show our children when they are wrong in a loving fashion. My kids totally thought they were superheroes a couple weeks ago. Had to explain to them that true power only comes from the Holy Spirit and from God. And I never thought, oh, you know what? That's who they are. That's their truth. No, it's not your truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. Jesus is the truth. The truth is found in him. The truth is found in the objective standard of who God is and what his word says. What his word says is that he made us male and female. There is no transitioning from that. No amount of surgery, no amount of talks, no amount of reading, no amount of acceptance will change the fact of who you are. And the quicker you find that, the quicker you can find out who Jesus is, because he is the truth. It's not your truth. It's not my truth. It's not Tony's truth. It's not Joe's truth. It is the truth of what God's word says. It's the truth of who God is. And we need to submit to it no matter what. And this comes right alongside of the anxieties that Billie Eilish talked about, or that article supposedly talked about. The fact is that these things are cares and anxieties that are found. They're supposed to be placed in one place only. They're supposed to be placed completely at the foot of the cross. as we cast all our cares upon the one whom ultimately, truly cares for us. This is Chad Davidson, and this is the 511 News.